Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two. And listen, I just did this whole first dipper on the show about fighting back, right? And I had you a variety of stories about people who have chosen to take a stand and say no to the pressures from the left. And I'm about to bring somebody on right now who may be the poster boy for that. So Coach Joe Kennedy was a high school football coach at Bremerton High School out in Washington State. And he was literally fired, suspended first and then fired, because he dared to express his faith by praying quietly on the football field after a game. Kneeling and praying, because, you know, what could be more threatening to life as we know it? And so he literally lost his job, but he chose to say no to it and take it all the way to the Supreme Court. There is now a movie made about his life. He's got his book out called Average Joe, One Man's Faith and the Fight to Change a Nation. And he's on the line right now. Coach Joe Kennedy, how are you doing?
I am wonderful, my friend. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And by the way, you and I are going to be together tomorrow night at the Eagle Forum of Alabama dinner. I look forward to hearing you speak then, too.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait for that. I've been looking forward to this one for about a month now.
Well, it's going to be a good night. In fact, you know, what's interesting, I'll say this too, because your case, which we'll get into in a minute, literally changed the legal landscape for religious freedom and freedom of expression. But almost all of the appellate court judges from the state of Alabama, the Supreme Court and all, are going to be there.
Oh, that's really cool. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, let's do this. How about telling us your story? Bremerton High School, you're coaching. What happened?
Yeah, well, I got to back up just a little bit and tell you that I was one of those terrible kids, just got in trouble and everything, got kicked out in group homes, foster homes, boys' homes, and stuff like that. Joined the Marine Corps, did a career in the Marines, and that kind of led me to when I was still an atheist, and I got out of the Marine Corps, got married to my wife, and everything radically changed when I was failing as a husband, and I accepted the Lord, and he pulled me to coaching. So my commitment with God was just to give thanks after every game, win or lose, and that's what I did. And we were doing that into our eighth season before it ever became any kind of a problem.
Oh, no kidding. Wow. Well, first of all, Semper Fi, thank you for that. And then I'm also glad to hear that you're so openly expressive about the fact that Jesus jerked a knot in your tail, as my grandfather used to say. So 8 years of coaching, and then somebody complained, huh?
Yeah, well, it was really interesting because we got a compliment. So over the years, the kids asked if they could come out, and of course, this is a free country. They could do whatever they want, and they did, and it kind of grew. They asked if the other team could join, so it grew every year. And in our eighth season, we had all the schools in our district actually praying with us afterwards, giving thanks after every game. So that was really cool. Another educator from another school district saw what we were doing and called our principal and said, I just got to tell you what your football program is doing is awesome. So this all stemmed from a compliment, and they started an investigation to find out what was so awesome. And then things just kind of went sideways from there.
Wow. Wow. Well, there you were, just disrupting life as they knew it, leading to all kinds of doubt and confusion and destroying young child's minds. So did they immediately suspend you? Did they suspend you pending the investigation? I mean, how did that go down?
Yeah, it went through a couple of reiterations. At first, we talked, because these people are my friends. I worked for them for about a decade. My wife worked there for 15 years in the school district. And you know, we spent holidays together with these people. They're friends of ours. Our kids grew up together in school together. So we weren't, you know, trying to fight about anything. This was something that I thought we could work out as adults. You know, imagine just talking about your problems. And their lawyers got involved and gave me a do not contact order to the school district that I couldn't talk to them unless I had legal representation, which I thought, man, what is going on? So I had to have First Liberty Institute, somebody from actually out of state, come and represent me because nobody in the state of Washington wanted to take it. And the school district and I, first they said, stop praying with the kids. And I did. I never prayed with the students again. Then they told me that I needed to choose between my faith and my job because wow. They said, you can't do this. You can't pray out in the middle of a public field. And I was like, yes, you can. The First Amendment's pretty clear. I'm not a lawyer, but I mean, it's pretty clear. The freedom of speech and the free exercise, the freedom of religion, those are, you know, pretty simple things in my book. And that's where we just bumped heads, and the school district lawyers took a hard line, and they're being represented by an outside group, which is really unfortunate. And that's the way they took it, is that it's so much easier just to remove religion out of the public square than to deal with it or educate our people about it.
When you say an outside group, I meant to ask you that, and I'm glad you brought that up. Was this one of those Freedom From Religion Foundation kind of groups that comes in from out of state, or was it something else?
No, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
And yeah, I had a different name, but I shouldn't say that on the radio. So I just kind of leave their name out of it because they're just a bunch of punks and intimidators. It's really sad the way they work.
It really is. And they always have the invisible, anonymous person in the community who's offended by what you're doing and needs to have their rights defended. I've watched it happen here in Alabama. I mean, I've had multiple. I used to serve in the Alabama State Senate, and I had multiple small towns in my district that would get these letters about their manger scenes at Christmas. And it was always because someone was offended, and yet no one has been offended for 20 years. But there you are. And the fear of the big lawsuit was so intimidating to some small towns that they would just roll over and forget it. But you didn't roll over. That's what gets me, is you chose not to roll over. I don't know if that was the Jesus in you or the Marine Corps in you or all the above, but I'm glad you didn't.
You know, yeah, that's where it gets really funny, because I question that. You know, they don't really teach you this in church or anything. What do you do when you're faced with these things? Because we always teach about love and all that kind of stuff as Christians. And, you know, as an American, that's not the kind of person I am. I can't back down to a fight, and I'll stand up for whatever is right, even if it's not popular. I mean, this is what I'm teaching that my football team, is to become better young men. And now all of a sudden I'm faced with this. And, man, I tell you, the Marine in me and the red-blooded American, because I was an American before I became, you know, a follower of the Lord. And I could not live with that. And yeah, I didn't know which way to go on it as far as being a Christian, but as an American, I just knew everything about it was wrong.
Well, it was, and it took a while for the court system to figure that out too, because you guys went up and down the line. You went to the federal appellate levels. They basically everything was going against you until you finally got to the Supreme Court. Am I right?
Yeah, we lost 7 times, and we went to the Supreme Court twice. So. Over a span of 8 years, and it took me 9 football seasons to actually get back on the football field. So, yeah, it was really super long. Yeah, justice wheels do not turn fast at all.
Holy cow. Well, I mean, you're not alone. There's other people that have gone through similar things, but yours is the one that got all the way up to SCOTUS. And I know you know this, but as an attorney, I got to say, I'm amazed at what came out of your decision. It was not just a win for you. It was not just isolated to, well, here's this guy, Joe Kennedy, we'll give him a win. It wound up being a win for religious freedom and religious expression nationwide. They repealed what you used to call the Lemon Test. I mean, it's really been a big deal, and it sent shockwaves across the nation to these Freedom From Religion Foundation punks who get out there and try to mess with our religious rights.
Oh, yeah, and it's been going on for, Lemon was, I guess, like 50 years ago,
yeah.
And we've been trained as an American society, the separation of church and state, you can't mix the two, and it all stemmed from these idiots that made a bad choice 50 years ago with the Lemon, and so I had no idea about that. I just asked for my job back and be able to pray, and it was really cool how the courts ruled on it and really clarified what the First Amendment means. Instead of being opposed forces, they actually work in unison with each other, and they really did a great job of explaining that. So we need to reprogram American society to, this is the way it originally was and is supposed to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, listen, I got to ask you, though, too, with a couple minutes left here, how surreal is it to have your name, like, attached to a movie, and you've got a book out now? I mean, you were just coaching high school, what, 8-9 years ago, and now, dang, look what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll show you what kind of sense of humor God has, because I tell you, couldn't it be me? I mean, and that's why we named the movie and the book Average Joe. I actually wanted it to be called A Little Below Average Joe, but they said, no, that's too much of a mouthful. And yeah, I mean, I'm nobody. I was a high school football coach in Bremerton, Washington, which most people never even heard of. So yeah, it's just amazing. But I really believe that God had something to say and really wanted to tell the story about you know, the way that our country is, our faith and our relationships because of what me and my wife went through all of this.
Well, I would not call you, you're average, but you're not, if you know what I'm saying. And I would also say that, you know, regardless of how you might perceive yourself, you've come across, and I'm just bragging on you here, pretty spectacular. But at the same time, the way you said it, I will say this, if you look at scripture, God has a way of using what he calls the least of these among us to do amazing things. David and Goliath, the whole thing. And you're a David and Goliath story.
Yeah, if God could use me, imagine what he could do with the rest of America if we all stood up together.
Well, Coach, listen, I can't tell you how much I appreciate not only your humility in it all, but the fact that you do not take for granted what you got. I also know you moved to the Southeast, so welcome to the Southeast United States, by the way.
Yeah, I'm part of the SEC now, yeah.
All right, so now we have to know, are you going to declare, is it Auburn or Alabama by any chance?
No, I'm going to go with my alma mater. I got to go with University of Tennessee, go Vols. Oh. So sorry to your producer.
Oh, my producer.
Sorry,
come
Alabama,
on, Coach.
I still love you.
Come on, man.
Come on. I won't say who you guys lost to this year.
Well, Coach, we've got right now, we live stream the show as well as being live on radio. We've got your picture plus a picture of the cover of your book, Average Joe. People can find it on Amazon and everywhere else that books are sold. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night at the Eagle Forum dinner.
I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to meet you, my friend.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Take care.
All right.
That's just a cool story. Take me to a break, brother. I'm just going to sit here and just revel in that one for a minute. That's just a cool story. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, there's an old saying, God uses cracked pots, right? He just does. And God uses the least among us. And I don't think Coach is the least among us, but you can tell he has a humble attitude about where he's been and what he's been a part of. But God took somebody who was just kneeling on a football field and changed the legal landscape. And it would not have happened if he had just rolled over and said, okay. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.